Anybody else? Phil?
I'm going to mention possibly meeting Sarah Holden.
Yes.
Because from what I've heard, you know, stuff getting together for her father is
right. That's one of the things that she told me on the phone. She said, I don't know what to do. She said, I never had to do this before. A simple thing of getting pamphlets to pass out for the memorial service. Where do I go to get them or anything like that? And, of course, Phil and I told her Phil and I can help her with that, not to fret over it. But do any of you know Sarah Beth? I'll find more about her. But talking to her on the phone, you can tell she's a little disheveled about different things. So, yeah, please, thank you for that, Phil. And that brings me to the point that I always say we're left behind. You know, left behind series, we always think about when the Lord comes and raptures us, and those of us are left behind, if we are left behind, well, we are left behind when a family member passes on. We're left behind for a reason and purpose, and that's to comfort one another with the hope that we have in Christ. So being left behind sometimes can be a challenge in the physical sense when a loved one passes on.